This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome. It is Cannabis Talk, A to Z, an educational odyssey. I am Frankie Boyer, and joining me today, Dave Carter from Carolina Hemp Hut. And, you know, Dave, we have had so many phenomenal conversations with you. And what I really enjoy most of all is your own backstory, the backstory of how you are fighting, you're in the fight of your life for a very rare melanoma that is on your brain, in your brain, and has been for decades. And you're giving it the good fight. And we've talked about Mary's being able to help find CBD and cannabis years ago to help you in your journey to wellness, along with all the other things that you're doing. I just am curious, and we spent an hour talking about mushrooms, and it was just never enough. I'm just curious, though, Dave, do you feel that the world of mushrooms is going to add more to your journey?
Well, it already is. I know that just on the nootropic side, there's been studies with turkey tail and reishi mushrooms and some of the other medicinal quality mushrooms. And the more I read on that, the more I realize maybe I should be in on that game, because anything that helps improve my condition, and that would be things like angiogenesis. You want to restrict the angiogenesis, which is the growth of the blood vessels that feed the new tumors. Anything that lowers VEGF, anything that causes immune stimulation, all these little factors that are involved with keeping the cancer at bay, I investigate. So I know right now that I'm currently taking various mushroom-based, what I would call supplements, and as far as I can tell, they're helping because I'm still alive. And
you know, thank goodness. Yeah.
It's one that's really hard to quantify. Is it working? Is it not? And do you say, hey, thank you, doctor? Or do you say, thank you, pill company that makes these natural organic supplements? It's really difficult to assign blame or responsibility for me continuing to be around, but I am nevertheless very happy to be here.
And you're one of the few people, from what we know, that has survived this type of a cancer in the brain. I mean, it's just such an unusual thing. What I want to ask you, though, and this is a question that I have shared and I struggle with. Are we in a place where nootropics should be in their own category? Because I'm feeling as though, as important as cannabis is, there's something about the mushroom, there's something about this branch of I guess we have to call it psychedelics, this branch of psychedelics, although it doesn't feel like the Timothy Leary LSD psychedelics. It feels like a new version of psychedelics, but still the less, it is psychedelics. It feels as though this could be an answer for someone struggling with addiction, someone struggling with post-traumatic stress syndrome. We've done a few shows where women have been taken on retreats, men have been taken on retreats, and one session and their brains are different. One time and they are feeling different about life and about their addiction and about their recovery. And I kind of feel as though we as Americans are really cutting cutting it short. We're not having conversations that we need to have about the possibilities of these substances. And I don't want to call them drugs because they're from nature. What do we call them?
That's a good one. First, the psilocybin, which is, as you mentioned, that's in the magic mushrooms. And psilocybin is not considered a drug. It's considered a pro-drug. And that's because it's biologically inactive on its own, but it converts. And that's when all the fun begins with the mind-altering impact. And the other drugs that are in mushrooms, various other mushrooms, they have various, like Amanita has a bit of a pro-drug response, but it also is active on its own with the ibotenic acid and the way it impacts the way people feel. And that's that high that a lot of people get, that and Musimol. But then you have the other mind-altering impacts, which is actually mood-altering, of the shaga, the maitake, and other mushrooms. And there are mushroom experts out there who can speak for days on this. And it's amazing.
We used to have a wonderful guest, and he's unfortunately passed away, but Dr. Cass Ingram, who felt that shaga was and something that was used by Native Americans for forever and ever, that shaga, just as a tea, would help the immune system, that if we had all taken our tea of shaga, that no one would probably have gotten COVID. I mean, he was that passionate about shaga. And we don't know a whole lot about it. I mean, Native American Indians do, but we don't. Who talks about it?
Yeah, it's kind of pushed on the back burner when you think about it. Until something gets exciting, it doesn't get the funding for research. So nobody really digs into the knitting on it and really wants to discover what's going on. We're lucky that things like cannabis have had a nice resurgence because people have become more interested in it. But it's also stimulated more of a resurgence in the hallucinogens and other drugs like psilocybin recently, because there's a groundswell of popularity among people. And it's like, hey, this works. And the more people say that, the more the medical community, the scientific community has to do a little bit more due diligence just to find out how much of a truth is behind that.
Yes, we have a fabulous doctor local who travels internationally and speaks all over the world, Dr. Peter Grinspoon. His father, Lester, was one of the early pioneers of research on LSD. He was a medical doctor, psychiatrist. And Peter grew up with LSD and Carl Sagan and all of these luminaries in his life. And it was just a normal part of life for them. And the work his father did was just extraordinary. And then Peter got into med school and started to allow the stresses of life and medicine affect him. And he started to abuse opioids and other medications. And is so honest about his own battle with pills, his own struggle. He's now a cannabinoid doctor. He also specializes in the world of psychedelics. And he believes that the model that has been used forever for addiction may not be the only model. And he's not saying right or wrong, but what he is saying is that there are many flavors to recovery.
Mm-hmm.
Many flavors, many, many roads to recovery. And, this is a whole new world, Dave. This is a whole new world that we're talking about.
Well, I know that they can use microdose. You mentioned LSD, so I'll mention that one, to improve cognition, mood, reduce pain, and things like that. And same thing with the psilocybin. You can control, you can adjust how people are reacting to PTSD, to alcoholism and other things. It's just, there's so much left on the table for examination, for nootropics, for alternative compounds that are existing already in nature or are pretty easily established from compounds created from natural substances like LSD.
Yes.
And it's surprising that science really vilified these things for so long when there have been proven therapeutic benefits.
Well, it's because the pharmaceutical industry, it's unfortunate, but,
right.
You know, and we have to get ready for a break. We're talking to Dave Carter from Carolina Hemp Hut. By the way, they're gracious in giving 10% off with Frankie 10, at checkout. And, they really are a leading edge pioneer in this whole world of cannabis, CBD, and mushrooms. We'll take a quick break and be right back. I'm Frankie Boyer, Cannabis Talk, A to Z in it.
Hi, my name is Peter, founder of Ruby Bees. I developed a product to help my daughter, Ruby. She suffers from cerebral palsy. She suffers from seizures. She can't talk, communicate, or feed herself. We developed a product that has helped mitigate her seizures. Using sweet and delicious clover honey infused with hemp-derived CBD, I developed Ruby Bees. She takes 2 honey sticks in the morning, 2 honey sticks at night, and she's been seizure-free for 4 years. To learn more about our journey and our products, please visit rubybees.com. Again, that's rubybees.com. Again, that's rubybees.com.
All Ruby Bees products are made with hemp-derived isolate and are third-party lab tested to contain 0% THC.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Welcome back. It is Frankie Boyer and Dave Carter is our guest today. And we're delving into the world of mushrooms. We're delving into the world of alternatives, because the way it, from where I'm sitting today, and this is just my own personal observation, Dave, but from where I'm sitting today, we have a society that is in real trouble emotionally. And COVID did more than just financially stop the world. COVID really and truly has had a major impact on isolation, on loneliness, on addiction, and suicide is at its all-time high. No, I'm not making these stats up. This is the reality of our world today. And yet, we're not seeing funding the way that we should. Because if I had research, which there is out there, a ton of research, that your brain can be switched with some substances, whether it be mushroom, combination of CBD, whatever it might be, but it could turn your brain from wanting to do harm to shifting. Why wouldn't we want to know more about that, Dave? Why?
Well, I know I certainly wouldn't want to know more. And that's probably the biggest reason why I spend so much time reading through PubMed and other areas with scientific journals with regard to cannabis and mushroom compounds. And it's amazing how many things, I'll even be far more benign. And there are studies that I've uncovered that are super simple studies that have been very clear saying different things are resulting in different assumptions that are very clear, like certain things in our food products are dangerous. And I'm not going to point fingers or anything, but
no, I will though. I will. There are dyes. There are
absolutely.
There are dyes that are being used. There are petroleum products right now, disguised in your kid's cereal.
Okay.
Uh huh. Petroleum products. Yeah, petroleum. I'm talking petroleum. Yes.
So,
you know, this is allowed in this country.
Yep. Yet, therapeutic exploration for like even ketamine, LSD, psilocybin, any of these others, THC, they're considered to be taboo still, and they're restricted. Luckily, they are breaking out a little bit more. But it's easy to call something that is known to be dangerous and harmful GRAS, which is generally regarded as safe, and they classify things like red dye number 40. It's like, yeah, go ahead and give it to your kid. And they have all these studies that show, well, maybe it's not so good. Yet once the whistle...
Oh, and macaroni and cheese. Hello, if you're not getting organic, clean macaroni and cheese, yellow number 5 is in that macaroni and cheese. And you wouldn't take a harmful... the neurotoxicity levels of some of these products and give them to your kids. You wouldn't do that. You just wouldn't do that. They would take your child away.
Well, yellow number 5 is tartrazine, and that is completely synthetic, and it does come from oil. And there's tons of already proven allergic and sensitivity issues with that. It's awful.
Listen, there isn't one natural ingredient if you look at Jell-O. Not one. It's all artificially developed and designed. They're not using real gelatin like they used to years ago and the collagen, and they're putting harmful. There's nothing good in it, and yet it's being served in hospitals. Still, it's being served in hospitals. Why? Why would you give someone sick? This is what drives me crazy. Why would you give a sick person? And my guy has been in and out of the hospital, and the food that they're serving him is absolutely, and he's type 1.5 diabetic, which is a very rare, and I just can't believe the food that they give him. I'm like horrified.
Well, what's the acceptable level of poison in the body? And according to our government agencies, there's quite a lot allowed in the body.
Yes, yes. I once did a show, Dave, years ago about what was allowed in peanut butter.
How many rat hairs?
Oh, my God. How many rat hairs? How many mice pellets? Oh, my God. It is so disgusting. Cockroaches. You can't even imagine what is allowed. The same, by the way, I hate to say it, but the same goes for canned tomatoes. It's just disgusting is what it is. It's disgusting, but it is allowed. What makes this conversation frustrating for someone like me who's been talking about it for decades is that when we take foods from this country and we send them over to, when we export them to Europe, none of those toxins are allowed in those foods. They won't allow it. Mm-hmm. So we have ways of getting them out. But for Americans, and apparently we haven't screamed loud enough with our dollar. We just haven't screamed loud enough.
Well, you know how difficult it is to scream loudly with your dollar, because most people still have convenience in mind. You know,
and most people also think that the government is watching out for them. So if it was really bad, we wouldn't be eating it. We wouldn't have it in our foods. And that's just not true. So who's watching the watchdogs? And then we have the conversation of how this plant and the derivatives of this plant, and for right now, all of these are under one umbrella, are making a difference in people's lives. And yet we're not talking more about that. We're not getting into the conversation of how awesome the brain is changing. And if we don't do something soon, we are going to have more kids just under distress. We're going to have more children that are being bullied, more children that are under tremendous pressure. The pressures of being a child today, I wouldn't want it, Dave. I really wouldn't.
Yep. Yep. I see the kids today, and I see how they're being treated, and it's unfortunate that the parents in society are the cause of much of it. And I don't want to go too deeply down that rabbit hole, but I know that the mushroom, the cannabis-based curatives are available, and more people like you and me, if they would just turn to more people and say, hey, have you investigated this? At least built a groundswell of curiosity. More and more people would be more accepting because they would do their own homework.
Oh, we've got to get ready for a break. Oh, I'm so sorry. Dave Carter from Carolina Hemp Hut, 10% off with Frankie 10. We'll be right back. Stay tuned. Frankie Boria, Cannabis Talk, A to Z and Educational Odyssey.
Don't be stressed out or anxious. Take Hempanol, the only raw CO2 hemp extract available. It's 100% organic with wild oregano P73 extract. You might have heard about CBD. but there's no comparison. Hempanol has the power and potency you need to support your nervous system, stay calm and focused, and maintain a healthy immune system. Unlike other CBD oils, Hempanol contains the full spectrum of phytocannabinoids. Take Hempanol and feel great. And if you suffer from insomnia and can't seem to get that full night's rest, try Hempanol PM. Hempanol PM is specifically formulated to get you the rest you need without feeling sluggish when you wake. It's non-addictive, completely natural, and leaves you feeling energetic and ready to take on the day. To place your order, to find out where to find Hempanol in your area, call 1-800-243-5242. 800-243-5242. Or visit us at oreganol.com.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
1 in 3 adults has prediabetes. 1 in 3. That means it could be you, your football buddy. Your football buddy. Or you, your best man. Your worst man. You, your dog walker. Your cat jogger. While 1 in 3 adults has prediabetes, with early diagnosis, prediabetes can be reversed. Take the risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
And Welcome back. It is Frankie Boyer with Dave Carter. Oh, my God. Chatting with you about this, it just goes on forever, and I'm fascinated by this conversation because we do have the research. We do have numbers. And we can see that these numbers are making a difference. We can see from the numbers that people that are using mind-altering experiences, having mind-altering experiences, are shifting something in the brain.
That's psilocybin.
Yeah. Talk about psilocybin.
Well, a lot of people experience it differently, but I understand that if they use that in a more micro-dosed way, the studies are showing that people are finding therapy with this. They can get off of some of the other problematic drugs that they're on, like alcohol, or they can reduce those or have less of an inclination towards those. Plus, the studies also suggest wonderfully that people with PTSD and other what I would call mental illnesses, including a clinical depression, are abated significantly just with the microdosing and the regular therapy of the mushroom. In addition to that, they've also done the parallel studies with ketamine, same kind of thing. So there are mind-altering type drugs which have shown to have benefit, and a lot of people are still listing those as taboo items. And all it really takes is a lot of curiosity, not for the recreational side, and that also creates such a stigma, even with the cannabis. Cannabis is such a curative herbal, yet so many people just want to get high. Well, a lot of people just want to escape. So the escape is also a form of mental repair. But if it wasn't stigmatized so much because of that, and just found out, well, why are you feeling so rough? You know, what do you need? Oh, I just have a lot of anxiety. Well, try some CBD. You don't need to get high. Just try a microdose of Amanita. You don't need to get totally psychedelic mode. I mean, there's different aspects and different approaches.
That's people, right.
They don't do it yet.
That's why this is such an important conversation, because you and your lovely wife, Mary, are creating an educational vehicle at Carolina Hemp Hut, where you're exploring and investigating and curiosity. You know more about mushrooms. You study this. This is something that's in your, it's in your DNA right now, is to find out as much as you possibly can. And one of the things that we as Americans are just not understanding, nor do we want to understand for whatever reason, and I think it's because we'd rather have a medication that, if you listen to the side effects on those commercials, and by the way, New Zealand and America are the only two countries in the world that can do this. They can advertise their medicines. No one else in this world does that. And you can hear, I was listening to one of the commercials, and the music is so loud that it's really hard to hear what the side effects are. But one of the side effects was death. Can you imagine having a medication can cause hemorrhaging that can lead to death? I mean, is it like you don't think it's going to happen to you? Is that it? You know, it's like we have this thing that, no, it'll happen to someone else, not me.
Right. Right. Yeah, it's not on my watch. I can take that. I'll be safe. You never know. And that goes with any kind of drug that is administered. It also goes for the foods we eat. I mean, you never know when something like that is going to be dangerous for you. Yet we eat so many things without paying attention to what's in them.
So there's a woman in the neighborhood that was in her early 70s, way too young to die, very healthy woman, who had a test done, and they put dyes in her body. And her body had an allergic reaction to the dye, and she died. Now, is it a fluke? Yeah, it is a fluke. Do we need diagnostic testing? Absolutely. But can we find a better way than putting dyes into the body? Can we find another avenue to do it?
That's a curious one, because some of those things, it makes you wonder about the dyes themselves. Is should they just give a small sample or do it under the skin test to see if there's an allergic reaction?
Yeah.
Because if people have died from things like that, don't you want to test broadly to make sure that they're not going to harm people? In our shops at the Carolina Hemp Hut stores, we always start on the side of the most benign solution. And I see a lot of doctors going the opposite direction, it seems. It's like, well, let's go ahead and give you this super potent SSRI because you need some nervousness controlled. And the SSRI isn't necessarily benign. In fact, it's not really benign at all when you consider the overall implications of what the serotonin reuptake issues have. The typical doctor should be starting with the most benign. Maybe they would have tested for that dye and she wouldn't have passed. Maybe we need to change the medical system. We're certainly being forced to change how people react to mushrooms and cannabis. So they're scrutinizing that really well, but they tend to say, look over here, cannabis evil, mushrooms evil, look, everybody. Yet things are still going on in the medical establishment, which really need to be examined further, because there are still a lot of holes and a lot of problems with causing harm to people for sake of, and I dare say it, for sake of profit. And it's what we also see Nabisco and Kraft and all these other manufacturers of food products, the same thing. For sake of profit, we're injecting bad, very bad, artificial and synthetic issue products into the overall product stream, and it's harming us. So pharmaceutical damage to us, it's very, very common. Yet we make it seem like it's not common because doctors are so trusted. It's like the food suppliers are so trusted. It's actually healthy to have a reasonable distrust of all the providers.
Oh, yes, I agree with you. I absolutely agree with you. And yet, you know, this conversation that we're having is a tough conversation because people, you said it earlier, people want convenience. They don't want to give up their fast food. They don't want to give up the cardboard chemicals that are being whipped into shape,
yep,
that our taste buds are loving. And yet there are many doctors who I have had the good fortune of talking to that feel that these highly processed foods are the reason why our kids are out of control today.
Mm-hmm.
They're the reason why kids are so depressed. They're the reason why we're not getting the right help for kids. And it's a bigger problem. It's a bigger problem. And when you clean up your diet, you really clean up more than one you could ever imagine. And you're an example of this because you've cleaned your diet up. You do a really healthy food program right now.
Yeah, it's super clean. And I'm doing that just to keep the inflammation down, because inflammation is like the number one killer of people. It's, you know, what is it inflaming? Is it your brain? Is it your heart? What's going wrong? That's inflammation most likely. So I spend a lot of my time concentrating on what is causing inflammation and keeping it away. And if most people would just realize that so much of what they experience on a daily basis, and I'm not talking about strictly the diet, just their relationships, if there's inflammation, it's causing problems inside the body, and that inflammation can be stopped or at least abated in many ways. You've mentioned it. I've mentioned it. Just watch what you eat. Don't eat those red dyes. Don't eat the yellow dyes. Don't eat the tartrazine. Don't have excess sugars. All these things that cause inflammation. Seed oils, canola, corn oil, the corn syrup that we find in so many soft drinks. I mean, drinking a soft drink now is pretty much like Russian roulette with a whole bunch of
open cylinders.
There's a whole bunch of open cylinders, and there's one bullet in there, but it's going to get you eventually. And
yeah, it is. Absolutely. It really is. And I think that that's, it's so sad. It's so sad. And part of the chemicals that we've talked about, and yet we are being stigmatized for talking about a natural path.
Right.
To the irony of this conversation is crazy. We have to go for another break. This has been such a fast show. Dave Carter from Carolina Hemp Hut is with us today. Frankie 10, you get 10% off. We'll be right back. Stay tuned. Our remaining moments on Cannabis Talk A to Z and Educational Odyssey with Frankie Borghese.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past few years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-349-6855. 800-349-6855. 800-349-6855. That's 800-349-6855.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach. The dead doctors don't lie guy says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Thank you.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. You're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
And welcome back. It is Frankie Boyer, Cannabis Talk Agency and Educational Odyssey. And Dave, give out that website, please.
It's CarolinaHempHut.com. Just spell it out, CarolinaHempHut.com. And the phone number is 855-HEMP-OIL, 855-436-7645.
Awesome. Thank you for that. We only have a few minutes left, and we have to put everything in a neat package to give people the hope that is out there. And you're a perfect example, and you're the shining light that we have right now. Because you're not just doing, people need to hear this, you're not just doing CBD, and you're not just doing mushrooms, and you're not just doing, you're doing meditation, you're doing mindfulness, you're eating clean, beautiful foods. Your life, you're exercising, you're moving, you're doing so many things, Dave.
It's a never-ending process trying to live. And a lot of people give up on life, they give up, they go into a mode of complacency where this is good enough to them. And I think if you want to live and you want to live a beautiful life, you need to embrace it as much as you can and find the better parts every chance you get. Because with me, Mary has been such a coach for that. And we, as a team, we are always looking for the better way to improve our outcome. Is it drinking cleaner water? Yes, then we'll drink cleaner water. Is it walking an extra mile? Yes, we'll walk an extra mile. Is it meditating more? Is it being mindful? Is it having the cleaner foods? Yes, we're examining all these things. And if someone gives us another opportunity to learn more, we jump on it because we want to find out what could help sustain our lives as we enjoy it, but also prolong our lives. And me having cancer isn't a big deal. I'm more concerned about being alive, and it's not necessarily the cancer. There's everything else that's after me also.
Sure.
On our store shelves. And if the mushrooms work, I'll use the mushrooms. If the cannabis works, I'll use the cannabis. If clean diet is a big part of it, I'll stick with that. And so far, these things are working, and they're showing positive benefits for me and for others. So I'm going to embrace things that are positive and not as dangerous. I'll always choose the most benign solution whenever I can. And if everybody else would do that, I think there would be a lot more healthy people out there.
Oh, I absolutely agree with you. And you know, the question becomes, CBD was controversial with little Charlotte with her epilepsy.
Mm-hmm.
How do we microdose CBD for kids with anxiety? And do we do that? You know, there's just so many questions. And I don't know what the answers are, but I know that for ADD and ADHD, CBD could be the answer instead of the medication. And yet we're not looking at that as an option. Wouldn't even think of looking at that as an option. But give a kid a drug that could make them into a drug addict, some studies have shown, down the road.
Yeah, they're quick to give kids methylphenidate, you know, the stimulants, rather than things that cause the body to find some sort of homeostasis or some sort of balance internally. Yet, you can stigmatize these things just because they are derived from cannabis. It's like, oh, now you're going to make the kid high. Well, CBD doesn't make anybody high. And they want to stick to that. And it's an old argument. It needs to go away.
It really needs to go away. And it needs to go away fast, because we as Americans have been, we have not been taken care of. And I hate to say it, but we're not being taken care of. No one is watching out for us. Very few are. And that's part of the problem. It's part of the problem. And I know in my heart of hearts that the answers are here. I know they are. They're in this world of cannabis under this umbrella. And I'm so grateful that we have guests like you, Dave, that can talk honestly and openly about things.
Well, I appreciate being able to be on this show with you, especially as you are such a protagonist for healthy living. I mean, you support people making healthy decisions, and people should examine what they are doing in their lives, figure things out, and find the better solution every time.
And there are solutions, and that's what you and Mary do at CarolinaHempHut.com is you give people solutions. You're giving them alternatives. You're giving them resources. And, you know, we've talked forever about, I tried it, it didn't work. Well, try it again. Try, Kate. Drink water. Figure out how to make it work, because that's what you have to do. It's not one time only. And nor would a medication be one time only. A doctor would never say, I'll just take it once, and then if it doesn't work, don't ever take it again. That would never be a conversation. And yet when it comes to CBD and cannabis, it is the conversation. Anyway, this has been such a wonderful hour, a candid, honest conversation, an open conversation. That's what I love to have on this program, and that's the vision for this show, and to continue that vision. I thank you so much. Your journey is so commendable, and I really want to give you the highest form of support, Dave, because what you're doing, Dave Carter, is absolutely miraculous. You're changing your genes, you're changing your DNA, and you're doing it one step at a time. And you all can find out more and give them the phone number of how they can get more information at CarolinaHempHut.com.
The toll-free number for Carolina Hemp Hut is 855-HEMP-OIL, which is 855-436-7645.
Awesome. And you get 10% off because you know me, which is awesome as well. That's a great thing that happens. And the conversation needs to be continued. We're just at the beginning of it. It's just an honest beginning conversation. Thank you all for being part of the show. I'm Frankie Boyer for Cannabis Talk A to Z and Educational Odyssey. Thanks for listening. Make it a great day, everybody. And as always, smile.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.